style, trend, life in Seoul, Korea only, weekend destination, people interviews, and more you can find on 101.3 Main Street.
It's Main Street Book Club with Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Morning, Charles.
Good morning.
So last week when we talked about Shin Kyung-suk's Man Asian Prize win, you mentioned something you call the Amazon effect. And I understand we're going to talk about how that fits into the larger picture of social media and how it might help translated Korean literature become more popular.
Yeah, I'll step back at the outset to look at the bigger picture than just the Amazon effect, or as I've renamed it, the Amazon ripple effect.
You renamed it.
Yes, trademark coming soon, patent pending, whatever. What I've been looking at for some time, and I've actually been trying to measure the impact of things by using social media, is the possibility of using all the tools of social media to increase the popularity of Korean translated literature. And because some other kinds of literatures and musics and so forth have done this really, really well, including, as we'll talk about, Hallyu has been really, really good at
K-pop,
this.
K-pop, yeah.
K-pop has been brilliant at it. And when I talk about this, I mean all of the things when we talk in normal conversation and we talk about social media, we think of things like Twitter and Facebook, which is where we're Daum, Naver, maybe Cyworld in Korea, all of those kinds of things. But in the bigger picture, there are actually about six kinds of social media, which are the collaborative projects, Wikipedia, big crowdsourced area, blogs, regular old blogs and microblogs, content communities, which are like YouTube,
okay,
social networking sites like Facebook. And then the last two, virtual game worlds, World of Warcraft in Korea. You can go into any PC Bong and see that. And then virtual social worlds with like Second Life. And I guess maybe Cyworld fits into that model.
I guess so.
And to be honest, I would toss those last two out. I don't think that virtual game worlds and virtual social worlds have much to offer the advancement of Korean literature. But I think the others are, as well as a couple of other things.
You said that those are the things that are normally thought of as social media. What did you mean by normally?
Well, that's what I when I say I want to extend the definition a little, that's what I mean. I think that there are some other places that people don't necessarily think of as social media that can actually be used as social media. And as I mentioned a second ago, I think even though Wikipedia is technically, you know, by theorists considered social media, I don't think in practice most people think of it as social media. And I think that it's in fact one of the most powerful social media channels out there. And I'd also argue that with respect to literature, Amazon is social media. And along those lines, I would say that ebooks or the possibility of self-publishing is social media with respect to Korean literature. And then finally, there are the sort of traditional media sources that are repurposing themselves online as social media outlets, by which I mean those magazines which when they have gone fully online or mostly online and they are highly interactive and push things.
Okay. So we've got a lot to talk about. Let's go over them one by one.
Yeah, this is probably going to stretch over two shows.
So. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And the first I'd like to make the short general observation that I just mentioned a bit ago, and that is that K-pop, it really is the example of how to make this kind of thing work. K-pop has both intentionally and unintentionally really, really grabbed social media by the throat. And as I was digging around on the internet, I noticed a couple of things, some articles, that pop consumers are increasingly in all kinds of popular products, getting them through their social media. And online fan groups of K-pop, in Asia particularly, have circulated their project in unbelievable ways, and primarily Facebook and Twitter. But there are also YouTube is a good example of a place where you can go and see a lot of K-pop. And one of the strange statistics that I dug up as I went through this was that in October of 2010, Super Junior was the number one worldwide trending topic on Twitter at the exact same time that the Chilean miners were trapped. Yeah, so this is evidence of and in Indonesia and in the East particularly, fans spike these kinds of things. And this kind of involvement does a couple of things. One, it keeps the fans aware of what's going on, mm-hmm. but it also gets out into the cultural zeitgeist, if you will, mm-hmm. the idea that this is an important thing.
Mm.
And so in terms of Korean literature, if one looks at the K-pop model, the trick is to get it going initially, because that's the hard part, to get the stuff out there. But once it begins to go, if it follows the Hallyu model, it becomes propagated by fans, and then once fans start propagating it, you see that related businesses hop in. Every K-pop producer has Twitter, has Facebook,
yeah.
and is pushing this stuff, pushing this stuff,
yeah.
pushing this stuff. And I think this is the wave of the future, and I should say that I've had an interview with some people at LTI Korea a couple months ago, and in 2 weeks I'll be interviewing the new director, Kim Song-gun, and this is what I'm going to ask him about, ask what their particular plans are.
Ah, do you think they might have plans along this line, or?
They discussed some of these things at their last conference, but anytime there's a leadership change, you know.
Yeah, well, you should strongly propose it.
I don't want to go too far. This will be my first meeting.
Okay, what about blogs?
Well, blogs are one that people think about, and as you know, I have my own blog,
mm-hmm.
and blogs can be a powerful way to get the word out. And I'll use the example of my blog as sort of how this works and how it builds, I think, because I think the important thing isn't my blog per se, it's that it has had this arc of growth,
mm-hmm.
and my expectation is that if other blogs were to come online with this kind of content, that they would have a similar arc of growth. So just some statistics, because I'm always trying to find statistics about these things.
Uh-huh.
In the last 90 days, my site received about just over 10,000 individual views and just less than 25,000 page views.
Uh-huh.
This is massively up from when I began, but I should note that this is absolutely puny compared to what K-pop sites get. They get millions a day. We'll talk about that in a second.
This is a K-lit site.
Yeah, K-lit. And I think literature by nature is going to be more limited than pop music. But I still like the model that the pop music has used. And if you go back 2 years, or 3 years rather, I had less than 2,000 people having fewer than 3,500 page views.
So about tenfold.
Yeah, basically tenfold. And I should say that the interest, and this is another reason that blogs and social media are interesting, because you can actually measure interest by their success or lack of success. And one of the things I noticed as I look in my Google Analytics is that the audience of the blog has changed. Initially, the audience was nearly 50% people in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, makes sense. These are people who are aware of the literature. These are people who are in the culture. These are people who can purchase the books at bookstores.
Want to know more, right?
Who want to know more by virtue of where they are. But over time, that number has dropped to below 20%.
Oh, so 80% are from overseas.
Overseas. The biggest chunk being the United States. And then it goes almost all the way down. I think there are only three countries in the world, including North Korea, that have never hit my site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and this is just a model. When blogs work right, they turn into something like an online magazine or press release machine.
Yeah.
And the example of that for K-pop would be All K-pop. All K-pop gets 4 million people a month and 75 million individual hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it just drives this promotion machine without even trying to. And as we said before, I don't think this is going to necessarily happen to literature, but not in that level, not at that scale, uh-huh. but it is something that's possible.
Yeah, it is evidence that blogs can make things happen, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about Twitter and Facebook, then, the most popular, I guess, widespread forms of social media?
Super important, I think. Mm-hmm. They can be used as marketing tools or as standalone channels of information. And mm-hmm. on my website, I do a bit of both. I send links to other pages, but I also, anytime I post something, I basically give it a little push.
Yeah.
I'm extremely self-serving. It was interesting to watch, for instance, when Shin Kyung-suk won the Man Asia Literary Prize, Twitter pretty much blew up in terms that relate to Korean literature. And Twitter is perfect for this, although it requires someone always has to be on the job because it's ephemeral by nature.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediacy.
Yeah, and
key.
Then gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tweets flash by and you never see them. I have 600 followers on Twitter and FeedBurner, and I only follow 270 people. But when I'm watching my feed of those 270 people, it's like a teletype. Bang, 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 bang.
Uh-huh.
So and in terms of that, it's important to have get quality followers of Korean literature, not just large numbers. There's kind of a split on Twitter, people who want quantity, people who want quality.
Mm-hmm.
And by developing good Twitter relationships and using hashtags, a lot can be accomplished. This is something that needs to be improved, I think.
Yeah.
I don't see much Twittering and Facebook from other Korean literature sources, and that includes, unfortunately, the Daesan Foundation and LTI Korea. Daesan has its doesn't have a Twitter account. LTI has one, but it's for its translation academy, and it's only in Korean.
Mm.
So that doesn't really work in terms of marketing.
Yeah, and also with Twitter, one mistake that a lot of people or organizations make is that you know, just because they have a large number of followers doesn't mean you can just sit back and relax and receive all these tweets or see all these tweets. You have to have somebody there full time to actually respond to those tweets as well and show interest back.
And tie your Facebook to your tweets. There's all these social tools, which brings us to Facebook, which is kind of similar. There are two possibilities on Facebook: status updates or static pages. The status updates are push, and the static pages are just for people to find information and normally find links to other places.
Yeah.
Again, Korean literature really isn't present on that. Daesan Foundation is absent. LTI Korea has a presence, but again, it's based on its translation academy, and they don't update.
Uh-huh.
You've got to update. There's nothing worse than dead social media.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the best site on Facebook is the fans of Korean literature, Miloshini Literatury Koranskiej, which is a Polish
site.
Fan club, yeah.
Really? Fans of Korean literature, a Polish Facebook site?
Yeah, it's worth checking out, particularly if
Impressive.
You speak Polish. They do some English. At any rate, to conclude for this week, these are two major pillars of social media which right now are not being utilized to their fullest extent.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows how these outlets work, and I think it's only a matter of time that Facebook that these things are brought on. Facebook could begin with the creation of static pages and then move into complete interaction. Again, the Hallyu has done this. They have pages on Facebook with almost 500,000 likes, and they create links between K-pop and U.S. Korean-American rappers like Dumbfounded. There's all of this connection starts being made once you get the sites out there, and I think that's where we need to go.
Who runs these sites regarding K-pop?
Some are run by fans. Some are run by, I think, every production company in Korea has a site like this. And at some point, K-pop just recognized that this was a way to make connections easily, quickly, and cheaply, and they just went for it completely. And this is what the people who promote literature, I think, need to do in the future.
So with literature as well, before we wait for the fans to start something like this, as was the case with the Polish fans, we need organizations like the LTI or Daesan Foundation to jumpstart.
Yeah, I think it's a question of getting the seeding going. And once you get the seeding going and once you get a little bit of work done to get it started, then the fans will come
base,
in.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we are going to make it a two-part series because we didn't get to talk about other social media avenues. We are going to do that next week, Charles, yeah?
That's right. See you then.
All right. Charles Montgomery, professor at Dongguk University and founder of KTLIT.com, talking about social media and how we can utilize it to promote Korean literature in the world. And as promised, we will bring you part two of this discussion next week. And we're going to wrap up this segment right now with Belinda Carlisle singing Little Black Book.